2 Kings chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea, the son of Elah, began to reign in Samaria over Israel for 9 years. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah, but not as the kings of Israel that had been before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant, and tendered him presents. But the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and sent up no present to the king of Assyria as he had done from year to year. And the king of Assyria shut him up, and bound him in prison. And the king of Assyria overran the whole land, and went up against Samaria, and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried away Israel into Assyria, and placed them in Halah and by the Habor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. And so it was, because the children of Israel had sinned against Jehovah their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. And they walked in the statutes of the nations that Jehovah had dispossessed from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly against Jehovah their God things that were not right. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the watchman's tower to the fortified city. And they set them up columns and asherahs on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burned incense on all the high places, as did the nations that Jehovah had carried away from before them. And they wrought wicked things to provoke Jehovah to anger. And they served idols, as to which Jehovah had said to them, "Ye shall not do this thing." And Jehovah testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets, all the seers, saying, "Turn from your evil ways, and keep my commandments, my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you through my servants the prophets." But they would not hear, and hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, who did not believe in Jehovah their God. And they rejected his statutes, and his covenant which he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he had testified unto them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the nations that were round about them, concerning whom Jehovah had charged them that they should not do like them. And they forsook all the commandments of Jehovah their God, and made them molten images, 2 calves, and made an Asherah, and worshipped all the host of the heavens, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Jehovah, to provoke him to anger. Therefore Jehovah was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There remained but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah kept not the commandments of Jehovah their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they had made. And Jehovah rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For Israel had rent the kingdom from the house of David, and they had made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam violently turned Israel from following Jehovah, and made them sin a great sin. And the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did, they did not depart from them, until Jehovah had removed Israel out of his sight, as he said through all his servants the prophets, and Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, and from Cuthah, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and made them dwell in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel, and they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in its cities. And so it was, at the beginning of their dwelling there, that they feared not Jehovah. And Jehovah sent lions among them, which killed some of them. And they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations that thou hast removed and made to dwell in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them. And behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land." And the king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Carry thither one of the priests whom ye have brought away from thence, and let them go and abide there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land." Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and abode in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear Jehovah. And every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places that the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities in which they dwelt. And the people of Babylon made Succoth-Benoth, and the people of Cuth made Nergal, and the people of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burned their children to the fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared Jehovah, and made to themselves from all classes of them priests of the high places, who offered sacrifices for them in the houses of the high places. They feared Jehovah and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whence they had been carried away. To this day they do after their former customs. They fear not Jehovah, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances, nor after the law and commandment that Jehovah commanded the sons of Jacob, whom he named Israel. And Jehovah had made a covenant with them, and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow down yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them, but Jehovah alone, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. And ye shall not forget the covenant that I have made with you, neither shall ye fear other gods. But ye shall fear Jehovah your God, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. And they did not hearken, but did after their former customs. And these nations feared Jehovah, and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day.